Jaina and her parents did not make it back to the secret Jedi base on Shidu Maat. The Sweet Time had barely entered Hapen space before the Mist Patrol intercepted them with rendezvous instructions. Now here they were, in the launch hangar of a Hapen battle dragon, just one short hyperspace jump away from their target. With some very sad news. After a moment of looking, Jaina spotted Luke at the far end of the stealth X-line, a tiny black-robed form standing with R2-D2 at the brink of the launching deck.
"There he is,"
Jaina pointed and started forward.
"I'm not really looking forward to this."
"Then why'd you find him?"
her father asked, coming alongside her.
"I'd have been okay with putting this off for a while.
Like, until we figured a way to fix it?"
"We can't fix this, Han,"
Leia said. She came up on his far side and took his hand, leaving C-3PO to clump along behind.
"No one can. And it's not like we're telling him something he hasn't already sensed through the Force,"
Jaina said.
"But he needs to know how it happened, and not just because it's Ben."
"Yeah, I know," Han sighed. "He needs to know that someone close to him is a traitor."
They were 5 paces away when R2-D2 spun his dome around. Luke spoke without turning to face them. "It wasn't your fault." There was no disappointment or displeasure in his voice, only concern. "I knew Ben would be captured. I knew it before I sent you." All 3 of the Solos stopped cold, forcing C-3PO to step around them before he continued forward.
"I beg your pardon, Master Luke. I must have misunderstood you. Did you just say that you expected Ben to be captured?"
"Not expected." Luke turned, revealing a face so ashen and haggard that Jaina almost gasped out loud. "Knew. I saw it in the future."
"Before you sent us?"
Leia demanded.
"And you didn't warn us?"
"I couldn't," Luke said. "It would have changed the outcome."
"You did it to protect me,"
Jaina said, stepping forward.
"You didn't tell us because it would have betrayed something to Jason."
"That's right," Luke said. "He would have realized that I'm using visions of the future to plot strategy, and he would have started to grow suspicious of what he was seeing." Leia's brow shot up.
"You're altering Kydus's visions?"
"It's more like jamming," Luke said. "When I meditate on the future, I'm focusing so hard on Kydus that when he looks into the future, I keep showing up. Then, I try to stay close enough to what I've seen to prevent Kydus from realizing that I'm trying to mask something."
"That something being me," Jaina said.
"Right," Luke answered. "I stay as close as I can to the future we're seeing without actually fighting Kydus. At least, not physically." Leia looked into the dark holes beneath Luke's brow, then demanded,
"What are you seeing? What scares you that much?"
Luke looked away, studying the ready deck as though the answer were down there somewhere.
"I'm not sure. There's a shadow in the future, and the farther I look, the darker it grows."
"Kydus."
Han spoke the name as though it were a curse.
"No mystery there."
"He's part of it," Luke said. "The seed, though exactly how, remains hidden to me. But the darkness doesn't go away when you kill Kydus,"
Jaina surmised. Luke nodded and looked away. "That's right."
"You lose?"
Han asked, incredulous.
"Tell me you're kidding."
"It's worse," Luke said. "I win. I can't go after Kydus without becoming the same as Kydus."
"Which is where I come in,"
Jaina said.
"Does that mean you can see whether—"
"I can't," Luke interrupted. "I'm trying to keep you hidden from Kydus's visions, which means I can't see you either."
"Good. I really don't want to know anyway," Jaina said. "I was asking about Ben."
Luke shook his head.
"That's not clear yet. I've seen many possibilities."
They were silent for a moment. Then Leia asked,
"What can we do to swing those possibilities in Ben's favor?"
"Nothing."
Jaina kept her gaze fixed on Luke as she spoke, both awed and frightened by the resolve that gave him the courage to risk his only son like this.
"We can't influence the future without giving away what Uncle Luke is doing. And that would give away me."
"That's right," Luke said.
"The best thing you can do for Ben is complete your mission. Get Kydus. Soon.